President.
You got any nominees for the State Department?
Dean just suggested I talk to Cy. I have no one I think that I could be assured would come other than Cy. I'm not sure he would, because as you know, he's been talking about leaving and feels he's in a financial situation such that he must leave.
I thought it'd be better for Dean to take a little initiative here in his own department. I told him to call you, and yeah. I prefer his doing it to me doing it. Now, Jack Valenti tells me that Weisel says that Cy says he's been gone nearly 6 years, and he doesn't want to lose identification with the firm. That he would not, of course, lose identification with it. He'd be a hell of a lot more value to him if he'd serve a while as Undersecretary of State. With all of the connections all over the world, and it would be a very broadening and very leveling experience for him.
That's what I would tell him.
And that he believes he would be good.
I think it'd be...
He thinks that Cy will not be as visionary as he ought to be on it. This is Weisel. He thinks that Cy will say, well, hell, I've already been undersecretary, and I would consider being a cabinet officer, but I've been undersecretary over here, and not the difference. I've got more responsibility involved. I don't think he'd think that. I think he's broader than that. But
right.
Weisel doesn't give him the top rating that you and I give him.
Well, I think I would give him a high rating, Mr. President. I don't think he'd be as useful a man in Undersecretary of State's role as, let's say, Jim Perkins or somebody like that who has a somewhat broader view of the world. But I think he'd be a competent Undersecretary. And I do think that he's not interested in status. For example, he would prefer not to stay to be Secretary of Defense simply because he feels he is losing his position in that firm, and ultimately he has to go back and make some money, and he badly needs the money now. I think here that if you feel you'd like to have him as Undersecretary, I'll talk to him, as Dean asked me to, and say that I think that he could take a very narrow view of it. Which way will he progress faster in the firm? And I suggest he talk to Weisel about it.
I think it would be good. Now, I've told Dean to talk two or three. Did he talk to you about it in the rest of them?
No, he didn't.
All right, here's who he has in mind that he would like to have. And there's some problems with all of them. He would like to have Gilpatrick. He would like to have Vance. He'd like to have Perkins. He'd like to have Dickey of Dartmouth. I don't know him.
I know, he's pretty good.
He'd like to have Irvin Miller.
I don't think he's up to it.
He's on the Ford Foundation board, and he did the East-West study for us, and he's on AT&T board, and he's president of some engine works.
Cummins work. He's got quite a reputation, but he just isn't up that good, in my opinion. But anyhow,
he'd like to have Murphy.
Bev Murphy?
Frank Murphy.
Oh, Frank is UCLA chancellor. I don't think he's up to it. Anyhow, he's got political ambition.
And he's Republican.
And he's Republican, that's right.
And he would like to have Nitze.
Well, that's interesting.
And Bucker.
Yeah. Well, I think that if you want me to, as Dean... Glad you did, to put the blocks to Cy, I'll be happy to do it.
What I told him to tell you to do was say, Cy, I've been asked by the President and Secretary to recommend a man Undersecretary, and I'm going to recommend you if you're interested in taking it.
You can't do it that way, Mr. President.
King?
He knows very well that I know he doesn't want it, so I've got to put it on the ground. At the very minimum, that Dean asked me to talk to him and get him to take it.
Well, I didn't know that he knew that he's being considered.
Well, I don't know that he does, but he knows damn well that I wouldn't recommend him, and he wouldn't give me permission to recommend him. I mean, he does know I wouldn't recommend him, except that he knows that he's told me he won't take it. So that no.
Well, if he's told you that, I think we ought to probably look elsewhere. Then
well,
I didn't know he had done that.
Well, just an informal conversation, Mr. President. But I think that if you wanted him for it, and Dean wanted him for it, I really think that. That I could go part of the way toward persuading him to take it, and I would do it by saying that, Cy, you're just a damn fool. If you say you feel you have to leave to make money, you have to preserve your law career, I'll tell you that this will put you further ahead 5 years from now in the legal fraternity if you go right back to the firm. And if you don't believe me, you call Wise and find out.
Yeah, Weisel feels that it'd be better, according to Jack, for him to be Undersecretary.
If I were Weisel, I'd feel that way.
What do you think the reaction be to defense being over in state?
Well, I don't think it'll be good. In some quarters, Kraft will go through the roof, Lippman will, and Fulbright won't like it, and I don't think that it'll be particularly good. I think that Cy would do a credible administrative job there. If I were Secretary of State, for example, I'd be delighted to have this undersecretary. I think he'd make a good Secretary of Defense. I never any doubt of that in my mind. But he just feels this tremendous financial pressure and the loss of status in the legal fraternity. This is a very important problem to him. But I think that Undersecretary of State, as Weisel implies, would raise his status in the legal fraternity, much more so than Deputy Secretary of Defense, for example.
Yes, Weisel thinks. What would you, do you have any other candidates? Who do you think of? Who would you try to get if you were Secretary of State?
Well, I wouldn't have given up on Perkins. I'd go to him for this, and I'd seriously consider Watson. I'd consider...
Watson just won't touch you.
I know you said that, but I
would... You'd still think you could get him.
Well, I don't know that. Could I sure try, though, if I were Secretary of State? I would think of Ginsburg, to be frank with you.
He's very much against us in Vietnam. Just 100% against everything we've done.
Well, he couldn't be any more against it than Ball has been, and he wouldn't be nearly as talkative about it, Mr. President, in my opinion. I think Ginsburg's loyal, and I don't think you'd have this stuff coming out in the papers. Christ, you know more about this than I do. You know where all this stuff comes from.
Yes, I do.
And I know where it comes from.
Well, where does this come from today about how many troops we're going to have?
I'd be damned if I know that, but I'm sure trying to find out.
One Pentagon official must remain unnamed. He sure has held better. Estimated the actual 66 year-end strength would be near 375, but he said defense officials had talked of 450,000 man ground force to be available in the coming months. The official emphasized, Star, Bob Harden, Associated Press, officially emphasized such discussion centered around capability. The whole question of the spiraling U.S. buildup drew fresh attention with the words of these two studies, those damn studies.
There aren't any studies, Mr. President. I really checked that one out.
Well, I said yesterday you couldn't find them. That's what Bill Moyers told me. You told me to say.
That's right. Well, that's right.
Somebody said that Nixon did some backgrounding out there.
You mentioned that to me. I didn't. I wasn't aware.
The one that said Pete Lesagor said that Kais Beach told him that Nixon told him this.
Kais Beach is one of the best reporters out there.
More manpower will be required.
I'll get on this one. I haven't seen that one, Mr. President. I saw the ones this morning.
All right, now you made the only suggestion I've got from you is Perkins and Watkins.
And Ginsburg. I don't like, but I still think of that. I have another one that I know you would think impractical, but I would seriously think of it. I'd consider putting Gardner over there as Undersecretary. I think of the new people in the cabinet, he's the one that's shown the most sense. And I think that he would go best with the liberals, and yet he's still hard-headed. He's a lot harder-headed than the liberals give him credit for.
Well, that's the most attractive suggestion I've heard.
I admit it sounds screwy to take a cabinet officer and make him an undersecretary, but frankly, Mr. President, if I didn't feel so damn tired, I'd suggest you do that with me. I wouldn't mind giving up the cabinet job.
I know you wouldn't, and that's what I want to do.
Wait a minute. I don't think Gardner would. I think that it sounds screwy to take a cabinet officer and put him in as undersecretary, but I think he's the kind of a person to do it.
I'm going to give serious thought.